The pandemic has escalated really fast. I don't know about you, but early on it seemed like, you know, if we just wash our hands and take care of ourselves, we'll be okay. And I think even with the initial social distancing restrictions, it felt like, okay, well, this might be a couple weeks and then we can flatten the curve and we can go back to life as it was. I treated this sort of like a pause, right, or a hiccup in our plans. But then we started to ask ourselves, or I started to ask myself, is this our lives now? And I think I started to feel more saddened because I realized this wasn't really a disruption, it was a destruction of something. Maybe this wasn't the end of the world, but in some ways, maybe it's the end of the world as we know it. You know, every week we've been breaking pieces of ceramic tile as another symbol of our lament. When the hammer hits the tile, it usually results in a bunch of broken pieces. And if we try to put this all back together, all the pieces of tiles back together, we need a lot of super glue and a lot of patience. And still, it wouldn't be the same as it was before. And I think that's our first response when something's broken, right? We try to put it back together. And if I'm honest, that's kind of what I'm hoping for now, that we'll get to go back to our previous way of life, that things will go back to normal, and we can just resume where we left off. Last week, our refrigerator stopped working and we started to panic because in this pandemic time, we're not supposed to leave our house or we're trying to limit our exposure to the virus, but we still have to find a way to store our food and to keep all the supplies that we've gotten here good for us to eat. And so we had to call a repairman for our fridge because that's what you do for something that's broken. As we think about all the ways in which our world is broken right now, especially because of this pandemic, I think our knee-jerk reaction is to treat God like somebody who can fix it. But what if God is not a repairman? What if he doesn't want to fix our lives? What if his intention is not to really fix our world or even this pandemic the way that we might expect? You know, in Psalm chapter 51, we find the inspiration for this entire sermon series over our Lenten journey as we lament our human condition. And we have been using it to grieve over the broken connections and relationships within this world and with our lives. And there's these two verses in the psalm where I think it really captures what we're talking about here. Verses 16 and 17 of Psalm 51 says, "You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise." Now, what David is describing here is a God who is not that concerned with the pretty acts of worship, the aesthetic acts of worship, or even the ritual acts of worship. Now, the old animal sacrifices must have been quite a sight to see, especially for a sacrifice that's made for maybe a king like David. Now, instead, God says, "I don't want those sacrifices. I want your repentant heart, your broken and grieving heart, your fearful heart, your anxious heart, your sinful heart. Maybe in today's day, your sick and infected heart." Now, the image that God presents is astounding. That God wants instead broken pieces. God's an artist. And what does an artist do when they're given raw materials, things to work with, broken pieces like this? They make something new. He or she makes something different, something even more beautiful than what existed before. And I think that's what resurrection is. It's not a denial of death, or skipping over it, or even going back to the way that things were before. Resurrection is first dying, and then being raised to new life by the same God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And that's the biblical story too. You see, in the scriptures, we don't end up back in the Garden of Eden. We end up in the New Jerusalem, the heavenly city, and believe it or not, it's supposed to be more beautiful than the garden. Just look at this passage from Revelation chapter 21, where John says, in reference to his vision, "I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." I've been reading stories about the world's empty cities and urban areas during this time of quarantine and pandemic. And it seems that wildlife has been returning to some of these places. Wild boar have been spotted in Barcelona. The deer from Nara, Japan have been coming into the town and the cities. Cougars have been spotted in Chile. Dolphins have been showing up in more and more places in the Mediterranean. And there have even been reports of wild turkeys roaming around the city of Oakland, California. And there's a sense that in the midst of all this loss and all this death from the coronavirus, God's still bringing forth new life. Even as I walk around my neighborhood, people who lived here for years are saying hello to each other for the first time. I meet and talk to so many families, so many people walking around for daily walks. So even here, it's like a rebirth of our neighborhood. God is doing something in the midst of all of this. And that's what we put our trust in today. Yes, there is death. Yes, there is loss. Yes, there is fear and anxiety. And we know that it's not over yet. Yes, the world is changing. But we take these broken pieces of our world and offer them to God, because he's making something new and beautiful. As we close up our worship time and you're sensing how God is inviting you to offer up whatever broken pieces are in your life or in your world to him, that he might make something beautiful, we also want to direct you to our website if it is your regular practice to worship God through the giving of tithes and offerings. Then you can find online giving options at www.ebcla.org. But in this time of pandemic, if you find yourself not able to give, or if you're visiting us for maybe the first or second time, we want you just to feel free to enjoy our worship service without any obligation to give. And as a way to remind us of the new and beautiful things that God is still doing in this world, I want to invite you to enjoy this dance offering from one of our students, Elise Dunn. May it bring hope and beauty to your day on this Easter Sunday. God bless.